This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Oh, you fancy, huh? You fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh?
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fancy. We'll go around the Week 16 NFL slate. Are you ready, Leroy Horde?
I am.
We'll start it off. We got some. Oh, we got the NFL action on Saturday. That starts this week.
Really?
Saturday. The Philadelphia Eagles at 9-5 visit the Washington Commanders. 6 o'clock? Or is it 5 o'clock? 5 o'clock, excuse me. Philadelphia is a 7-point road favorite. Tickle your fancy?
No.
No.
Fancy not tickled.
You know why.
No Jaden Daniels?
Well, if you weren't going to Rhinestone Cowboy party.
Oh, you're going to Rhinestone Cowboy.
No, you're a good husband.
No.
Now, Leroy, if you want to leave that Rhinestone Cowboy, I have a way for you to leave. You could show your tail.
No, because the Canes game is at 12.
No, after the Canes game. What if you showed him your football injuries?
I live right across the street.
They're aware.
Oh, they seen your toes.
Well, maybe while you're there, Leroy. Maybe while you're there, at 8:20. Mm-hmm. The Green Bay Packers visit the Chicago Bears. Chicago's a 1.5-point favorite. Is that game tickle your fancy?
Chicago is a favorite.
Yeah, Green Bay lost
slight.
Micah Parsons last Sunday.
That's true.
Are you still going to be at the party?
If you weren't at the party, would your fancy be tickled?
Yeah.
My fancy is tickled.
Like, there's a couple of teams in the league, tell me if you agree or not, that – although they're having success, you're still like, I don't know. And Chicago's one of those teams.
Very good. We go over to Sunday from Hard Rock Stadium. The Cincinnati Bengals visit Quinn Ewers and the Miami Dolphins. Cincinnati's a 4.5-point road favorite. Take your fancy, Leroy?
Yeah, I want to see what like,
my fancy is tickled.
The cool thing about this is, contrary to popular belief, Quinn Ewers starting when we've seen him play a little bit in the past is going to be an indictment on the coaching staff. Because if he looks like he did 3 months ago, then we can come to some kind of conclusion that what are they doing?
Yep.
Right? And so while I understand why the move is being made and I get it, And I understand why they ain't going to Zach Wilson, who seems like he is doing absolutely nothing to play football.
He's just confused. That's what he says.
If Quinn Ewers doesn't go out there and look much better, a lot better than he did when he played in the past, then we're going to look right at the coaching staff.
Sure.
So we can say what we want about Tua or Quinn or the offense or whatever. This is a test, not of Quinn Ewers, of the coaching staff and what they have done with him to this point.
Also going on at 1 o'clock, the New York Jets.
Nope.
Fancy not tickled.
Fair enough.
Vlad Fancy ain't tickled either.
I want them to lose.
It's a big matchup. It's a tank game.
Yeah, how do we feel about a fan who will fight and ride or die for their team, even suggesting I hope my team loses?
Because I want Mendoza.
I understand that, but it just seems weird to me.
Oh, I understand that, but yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's Jets Saints, so it's a critical
Jets
one.
Jets Saints,
it's a big one. It's a big one.
The Saints haven't been playing terrible the last few weeks.
Yes, but they're still 4-10, so this would tie up the record. If the Jets win, they could blow it.
They go win by 40.
On the road.
On the road. I mean, listen, playing in New Orleans is no big deal right now. I'm going to just throw that out there.
The Buffalo Bills at 10-4 visit the Cleveland Browns. Buffalo's a 10.5-point road favorite.
My fancy has to be tickled. I'm not tickled. This is like...
My nice. Fancy is tickled.
Probably what? Be some bad weather.
Could we get... Yeah, it's probably going to be ugly.
Maybe it's a letdown game.
Well, maybe.
Because after that win last week...
Classic look-ahead
game. That
was
something special last week.
For sure. The Kansas City Chiefs, Mahomes-less.
RVA Richie said it the best. Fancy under duress.
Yep. The Kansas City Chiefs visit the Tennessee Titans, Leroy. Casey's a 3-point road favorite. Take your fancy.
So, Kansas City is only a 3-point favorite.
Mahomes not playing.
Against Mahomes
Tennessee.
Is done.
Mahomes not playing.
It's Minshew.
It's still Tennessee. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Wow. It's Minshew. That's what we doing.
Yep.
I mean, you think Chris Jones and Kelsey are playing?
Yeah.
No, they're not. What are they playing for?
I'm ready for next season. Like, as excited as I want to see Cam Ward and some of the things that he's done with absolutely no talent, right? Some of the plays that he's made running for his life. It's a hard pass for me. My fancy is not tickled. Yeah.
What about the LA Chargers at 10-4 visiting the Dallas Cowboys? Does that game tick your fancy?
Dallas is eliminated, right? Or not quite?
Oh, they'll be eliminated if
slim hopes.
Philadelphia beats Washington. The only way they can get in the playoffs is if they win the division. They can't get in wild card.
I'm interested to, like, the Chargers are another one of those teams. Like, they keep winning, but every week, I say to myself, I don't see it.
Every week.
Yeah.
Should have been the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins.
Vlad, I ain't going to say that I said that.
Well, the guy who doesn't like the quarterback who's now benched by the Dolphins, he's the defensive coordinator of the Minnesota Vikings.
They've got a worse record than the Dolphins.
No, they don't. They got the same record, I think.
Same record?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. They won last weekend. It was in a shocker.
Well, they are visiting the New York Giants. Is that game tickle your fancy?
No.
This
fancy
one.
Fancy not tickled.
This one's juicy. The mediocre division bowl.
Tampa
Bay Buccaneers at 7-7. Visit the Carolina Panthers at 7-7. And Tampa's a 3-point road favorite.
Wow.
Tickle your fancy?
Yeah. Yeah, something
My
about
fancy is tickled.
It's something about division lead, regardless of what the record is, that gets you a little excited because it means something.
Yep. What about the Jacksonville Jaguars at 10-4 visit the Denver Broncos at 12-2? Denver's a 3.5-point favorite. That's at 4:05 that game.
That's it? Denver's on the road or at home?
At home.
It's at Denver.
They must like Jacksonville.
My fancy is tickled.
I like that one too. Like, is Denver plays a lot of close games.
So does
Jacksonville. Is that going to come back to bite them in the butt, or is just one of those years where we're going to look at it at the end of the year and we're going to say, wow, they got this far and they had a whole bunch of one-score games?
I don't know. I don't know.
They just win.
Yeah.
You got Falcons at Cardinals.
That's the that's the Jay Fig Bowl. Both birds can die.
At 4:25, the Houston Texans host the Las Vegas Raiders. They are 14. Nope. Okay.
How is that at 4:00?
Well, at just time. That's what they're doing it at. 14.5 points is the spread in that one. The Pittsburgh Steelers at 8-6 visit the Detroit Lions.
Ooh, that's
at 4:25. Detroit is a touchdown favorite at home. Does that game take your fancy, Leroy?
Wow, yes.
My fancy is tickled.
So they, I mean, between the AFC North and the NFC South, they just looking at those two divisions as just tickle divisions, right? They don't look at anybody coming out of that to be any serious.
Unless, yeah, nobody believes in the Bears.
Well, yeah. Nobody believes. No, I'm talking about the AFC North.
Oh, I'm sorry, the AFC. Yeah, the AFC. Right. The AFC North is been rough.
One team's coming out of those both divisions.
Right.
The division winners representing the playoffs.
Right. Correct. And I mean, has there been a division like the NFC South that has produced more 500 or less division winners in the last 15 years?
It's the weirdest division of football because there's a ton of last to firsts. That's like a big thing for them. It's a very, very strange ecosystem there. Finally, we got our primetime games, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
This, of course, was supposed to be Dolphins and Bengals. It got flexed out for this matchup. The New England Patriots at 11-3 visit your former Baltimore Ravens, who are 7-7. Fighting for their playoff lives. Baltimore's a 3-point favorite at home on Sunday Night Football. Does that game tickle your fancy,
the
Leroy?
Disrespect amongst the gamblers out there.
What do you mean the disrespect?
Your standard 3-point favorite.
Huh?
They basically saying if this was a neutral site game, it would be a pick 'em.
I mean, have you seen the way Baltimore has played football lately?
They've won, what, 6 out of the last 8 games?
All right.
I mean, they're coming out of a shutout. They just shut out the Bengals.
A lot of Browns and Jets in that run, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same way in the four in a row by the Dolphins. What are we talking about? Like, how we going to do this?
Basically, we call that the Miami Dolphins stretch of your season.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do we do this?
They've had a tasty run to get back that record.
Well, guess what?
All right.
They'll be in first place after this Sunday night.
And then finally.
Monday night
football.
My fancy is tickled.
The 10-4 San Francisco 49ers. Take on Old Man Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts. San Francisco is a 5.5-point road favorite in Indy.
I'm intrigued. Just because you want to do this right here, but then you keep going.
I'm so excited.
No, here's the thing. So I did.
You keep looking.
I did the research, Leroy. Guess who's last in sacks in the league?
49ers?
The San Francisco 49ers are last.
You know what's crazy, though?
I mean, they've had a lot of injuries, but you would never think a Robert Saleh team would be last in sacks.
I said this last week, and I'm going to say it again this week. We all looking at this team, you know, because Phillip Rivers is old as hell. Right. But this team is good on the offensive defensive line. They can run the ball well. So they can kind of work around Phillip Rivers and just have him be competent.
Just don't have. Just don't ask.
But
to
whether
throw.
They win or lose is not going to be because of Phillip Rivers. It's going to be because of their offensive defensive lines, and that's why I said, you know what? I take them again. 5.5
Yeah.
Give me that 5.5
I'm taking the Niners. This Phillip okay. River, this Phillip Rivers.
Okay.
Story,
hey,
but
you don't think he's going to get a little juice from the crowd?
Oh, he don't get juice from the crowd. Hey. And then he's going to get juiced up when somebody hits him.
Hey. No lie, when you get older. There is no juice. You just...
It's all pulp.
That's a point.
It's like...
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show.
Point for Vlad.
Get you caught up with your headlines back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.